Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What brought you out here tonight?
My concerns for the property that used to be the Erie County home, the fact that they're going to be putting a cannabis facility there, and I have concerns about the noise, the soil, the safety, what they're going to do with the Erie County facility. They're saying that they're going to increase the taxes, or it's going to give taxes to the town. I do not believe that to be true, and they couldn't tell us how much. So I don't know if they're getting any kind of grants or any kind of waivers for that. It's been sitting without tax money, but they're not really telling us what tax money is estimated to be paying in the taxes. Another concern is the asbestos to the building. They were really advertising that someone's going to take the responsibility to get rid of the asbestos, but they spoke today and said that that's something that they might consider doing later, but that's not on their plan to take care of now. So that's also not a benefit. So I do not see where it's a benefit to the town, plus many other things.
If they were growing corn,
I would not like it. So I would not like it because of the pesticides. Also, they're getting it for a dollar and stating a lot of claims that they are not following up on. They're not doing anything to the Erie County home. And again, will that actually be giving tax money? I am not sure what their true intentions are. And yes, I would still have some concern. They're closing the facility. They're making it very secret, which is great for the fact that it's not being advertised. I don't know why they're hiding it, though. I find that to be suspicious. If they're going to do it, just own it. At the same time, it can affect, and there's studies that show that it affects home property values and being a homeowner locally. It can affect property if I go to sell it, what I will get back for that.
What will you do if the town board approves it?
It's up to the town. I don't know really what I can do. I'm a resident. I'm speaking out with other residents. I am happy to see the residents there speaking up. We elect those officials, which comes up on November 7th, I believe there might be, or coming up November 4th, there is going to be an election, and we elect them to speak for us. So I would say that I have hope and faith that the town listens to the residents. That is their job. They represent us. And they do what is in the best interest of the residents, for people that live in the community today, and then taking consideration people that live in the community generations and many generations forward.
What's your concern with this project?
I'm speaking for my brother-in-law. He's had a lot of concern. He lives right across the street with the odor. We haven't really heard anything that's going to mitigate our concerns about how they're going to take care of odor. You can say it's going to be taken care of, but we don't know that for a fact.
Would you be objecting to this if it was they were growing corn and tomatoes?
No, I don't think so.
Is it the cannabis is a sticking point?
It's the odor of the cannabis. They can do what they want. I don't smoke. I don't smoke the cannabis, so... It's not an issue for me. It's not the product. It's the offshoot of the product. It's the smell, the noise, and that was something I didn't even think about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.